So you weren't born in this country. What were your first impressions when you came here, when you arrived?
Well, we landed in this country in July. Right. So I suppose it was quite warm then. Right. And I remember the first week of being in England, mm-hmm. we stayed in Southall.
Right.
And the only thing I could think about was, oh my God, these houses are literally on top of each other. Uh-huh. Because all the houses were joined together in a street, which we never experienced that in Africa, because mm-hmm. everybody either had big bungalows or big houses, or if they lived in flats, they were slightly different to what they were like mm-hmm. here. So those mm-hmm. were like my first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming up to Leeds, mm-hmm. It was very different. It was a bit mm-hmm. more, I think, a bit more airy, I think.
Right.
It seemed a bit different to London.
Right, a bit more spacious.
That's right, yeah.
Right. And what ways do you think this country can become more tolerant to visitors?
I suppose in a way I was at an advantage because mm-hmm. My brothers had already been here for 4 years prior okay. to us coming
mm-hmm.
and they were already going to school here in
mm-hmm.
Leeds
mm-hmm.
And I suppose when we first started school
mm-hmm.
Our accent was a bit different
right.
and we were speaking proper English instead of saying you are, yes. you know, we were actually saying what
right.
or pardon
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
And I remember we used to feel odd.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go mm-hmm. home mm-hmm. and try and practice the broad Yorkshire accent.
Ah.
So I used to sit there going, bottle of water, bottle right. of water, you know, just so that I could speak like my brothers and
right.
my peers that were in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose in a way, I was at an advantage because I already knew, or part of my family was already here.
Right.
So I suppose if I'd have come in totally on my own,
mm-hmm.
it might have been a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, I didn't have that mm-hmm. problem as
mm-hmm.
such.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is about people being a little bit more open
right.
and welcoming
mm-hmm.
In terms mm-hmm. of, you know, new people have come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose the responsibility also lies on school teachers
right.
to make sure that the young people are felt included
right.
in everything
right.
and making the host community sort of adapt to that
mm-hmm.
and not sort of making a big issue of a new person coming into the class,
mm-hmm.
but at least acknowledging the fact that, and mm-hmm. I think a lot of schools do that because they befriend mm-hmm. somebody who's new into the class or the school,
mm-hmm.
just so that they can sort of find their feet.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose it also depends on what circumstances you've come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've just mm-hmm. sort of emigrated to this mm-hmm. country,
mm-hmm.
that's a different experience than if you've actually escaped something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure that's a different type of an experience.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you yourself are a Sikh. Can you tell us about a Sikh festival?
I suppose the key main festival for mm-hmm. Sikhs
mm-hmm.
is Vaisakhi.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes place in April.
Right.
And it's usually 13th or 14th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that was when the birth of Khalsa
mm-hmm.
happened,
mm-hmm.
going back 300 odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose in a way that's a bit like a new year for us.
Right.
And although we don't exchange gifts or anything,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do try to mark that celebration mm-hmm. as something that perhaps is a happy occasion. We try to book annual leave if we have to do,
mm-hmm.
and we make sure that we actually visit the temple,
mm-hmm.
which is mm-hmm. the Gurdwara.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we have a prayers recited
mm-hmm.
over the 3 days at main Gurdwaras,
mm-hmm.
but some of the Gurdwaras make it an 11-day program.
Right.
And where the whole community sort of comes together,
mm-hmm.
works together, eats together, cooks
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the final day, we change our flag that flies outside
yes.
of the temple.
Yes.
And so in a way that's done on an annual basis,
mm-hmm.
where everybody contributes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a festival time, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that's when a lot of our community comes together
right.
and everybody knows about Vaisakhi.
Right.
And it's
right.
quite a big festival for us.
Right. Because I know there's this great tradition of sharing within Sikhism.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's a time when people come together and, like you said, share the
yeah.
cooking,
yeah.
share the. Because
yeah.
everybody does that, don't they?
They do, everybody. They do.
Yeah.
And everybody contributes
yes.
As well. So
mm-hmm.
whether people contribute by giving money in
right.
or whether people contribute by bringing ingredients for the food that's going to be eaten
right.
over the 3 days or the 11 days that.
Right.
It's going to be cooked for.
Right.
And some people will just come and contribute their time,
right.
you know, and actually spend a lot of time at the temple,
right.
cooking, cleaning, whatever needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's totally done selflessly in a
yes.
way.
Voluntary.
Yeah, which is absolutely
mm-hmm.
necessary, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the community comes together, and the Gurdwara, the temple, is the focus of that.
Yeah.
The temple.
And I think what's one of the amazing things whenever I've taken any white colleagues into the Gurdwara is that they can't believe that this is a place of worship.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the age range, you have toddlers right up to grandparent age, and everybody is there. Because, you know, from their experiences, they say, you know, if you go to a community hall or a church hall, you would normally see a certain criteria of people.
Yes.
Whereas I don't think it's like that in a Sikh Gurdwara. I think everybody comes together.
Yes.
And I suppose in a way that's the way the faith has sort of promoted Sikhism. So people don't sort of feel, oh well, it's not cool to go to Gurdwara.
Right, it's just,
you know, it's just
part of what being a Sikh
that's right.
is. So how often would people go to the Gurdwara in general?
I think again, it's never sort of regimented in any way that how often you should go or not go, because it's a little bit like when they say charity begins at home.
Right.
And I think that if you do your prayers and you're worshipping at home, you know, you don't have to just go to the Gurdwara to do that. But the good thing about being at the Gurdwara, what we call Sangat, is actually getting together with other people.
Right.
And that's really key and important.
I
think we as a family, we go to the Gurdwara quite a lot, because not only do we go there to worship, but we also do quite a lot of voluntary work, you know, which we do as just part of our contribution to the Sikh community in a way. So like on a Wednesday evening, we do, totally voluntarily, we run a supplementary school there, where young children come together to learn our mother tongue, Punjabi.
Right, right.
So we have a whole host of volunteers who come in and either teach or help run the school. We've got about 150 young people that attend that. And then on a Friday, we've got an archery group that takes place.
Right.
And again, it's volunteers that run it.
Right.
So that's not going there totally to worship. You know, it's actually going there to do other activities.
Right.
And then on top of that, you know, the worshipping takes place nearly every day. Sometimes in the morning, there's two evenings when it happens, Sunday morning, and people can go in whenever.
How do you encourage, how do you foster both a Sikh and a British identity in the children?
In a way, I think it's about being flexible and adaptable to the situation, but not forgetting your identity.
Yes.
You know, I would say I'm quite a strong Sikh. I strongly believe in our culture and our faith, but equally, I'm very liberal in a lot of ways. I enjoy living in this country. I think I'm a community activist, and I don't just work for the Sikh community. When I do that sort of work, I work across the board.